Oklahoma City makes an official commitment to hosting 2028 Olympic competitions. A state agency ran into a problem with workers set to return to the office, and the sounds of Native American languages fill this fair. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 8th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma City Council unanimously approved a resolution today affirming the city's commitment to the 2028 Summer Olympics. That includes a guarantee that the city will host the canoe slalom and softball events. If that doesn't happen, the city will pay Olympic planning organization LA28 more than $34 million. Mayor David Holt says the promise is just another assurance of the city's investment.
That is not a check we ever expect to write, but it is an amount of money that we will need to set aside to back up our word.
Holt says today's resolution was the city government's first opportunity to officially make important commitments to its partners. Oklahoma City confirmed last month that it was selected to host the two sports competitions. Oklahoma City confirmed last month it was selected to host the two sports competitions because Olympic host city Los Angeles does not have existing facilities for those events. The state is temporarily restoring funding for mental health crisis services it recently revoked. Sierra Pfeiffer reports Tulsa's COPES program is back on the state budget for a couple more months.
COPES clinicians work directly with police, firefighters, and paramedics to respond to 911 calls involving mental health concerns in Tulsa. Behavioral health professionals can step in during crises, easing the burden on first responders who don't have the same training. Since 2001, the Department of Mental Health has helped pay for those efforts. Now, a $43 million shortfall in the department's budget and a shifting funding landscape threaten the partnership. The department says its support will only extend through June, and state mental health care providers and their clients say they're reeling. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Employees of the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality will have to return to work even though their parking garage is unavailable. Grayson Wheeler has more.
The agency requested a new parking garage back in 2018 to replace an existing one built in the late 1950s. The project is expected to cost $16 million and be completed in late 2026. When Governor Kevin Stitt announced an executive order in February requiring state employees to work fully in person, the DEQ applied for an exemption until the new garage is complete. Early Monday morning, DEQ's leadership team learned their exemption had been denied. Department spokesperson Aaron Hatfield says they're already leasing almost 400 parking spaces and will need 88 more. Hatfield says the department's work hasn't been compromised by the hybrid work schedule, and despite logistical challenges, she doesn't believe it will be compromised by the return to office either. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Children gathered at the Sam Noble Museum this week to participate in the Oklahoma Native American Youth Language Fair. Abigail Sikowski spoke with some of the teachers and young performers.
First graders singing in Comanche fill a Norman auditorium. It's a language with only a handful of fluent speakers alive today. Events like this language fair seek to preserve and revitalize indigenous languages. The fair brought together students from across Oklahoma to compete in categories like singing, prayer, and spoken word. Hayden Cable works at Comanche Academy Charter School in Lawton. She didn't take Comanche courses until high school, but working with young students helps her integrate the language into everyday life.
It inspires me to want to speak Comanche outside of school too, so I use it in just my daily language now.
Hannah Foy is one of Cable's first graders. Speaking in Comanche brings her closer to her ancestors.
It makes us go back together.
The fair continues today with performances by middle and high school students. In Norman, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.